President Trump made news, saying yesterday that the FDA has issued an emergency authorization for a COVID-19 treatment known as convalescent plasma. Patients are already enrolled in studies to see whether blood plasma from patients who've recovered from COVID-19 can help fight the disease in other people. President Trump had accused the FDA of delaying approval for political reasons, but then yesterday he said the treatment could be expanded. Meanwhile, the head of the Infectious Disease Society of America says good scientific data is still lacking. Let's bring in Rochelle Walensky. She's chief of infectious diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital. Dr. Walensky, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And start by telling us, is this emergency use authorization for plasma a good call? Because we remember that there was also one for hydroxychloroquine, another treatment that was touted by the president, and that one was later revoked.
Right. This is an important question. I think so far we have two known treatments for COVID-19. One is dexamethasone, which showed a mortality difference. The second is remdesivir, which showed a decrease in duration of disease. This treatment, convalescent plasma, I do believe holds promise. What happened is on August 12th, there was a pre-publication that has not yet been peer-reviewed that was posted to MedArchive, where they're posted, and it showed data from 35,000 patients who received convalescent plasma. And these data demonstrated that if you got convalescent plasma earlier in your course rather than later in your course, you tended to do better. If you got plasma that had more antibody compared to less antibody, you tended to do better. But it was a cohort study, not a clinical trial, and that's usually the evidence that we rely upon for FDA authorization. I will remind everybody that when hydroxychloroquine received FDA emergency use authorization, we were in a similar boat, that there were cohort data suggesting it might work, but we were still waiting for the clinical trial data, and the clinical trial data for hydroxychloroquine actually demonstrated it might do more harm than good, and that the EUA was rescinded. So here we are again. I do think that convalescent plasma has more promise than hydroxychloroquine, but we don't have the data that we as experts like to see, randomized controlled trials, in order to move these things forward.
We'll talk more about the science in just a minute, but first tell me more of, you know, why you're optimistic that this could be a good treatment and you know, remind us what it is exactly, how it works.
So if you can take antibody from people who have had documented COVID, and you can give that antibody after it's been processed to somebody who is in the process of getting COVID or getting sick with COVID, one could imagine that somebody else's antibody against COVID would help you in that process of clinically improving until your body can make its own antibody. And if you can give it earlier in the disease course, we believe that you might be able to prevent getting you to more severe disease. And it's worked in other viruses. It's worked in influenza before. So we have reason to think it might work. We have reason to believe that earlier is better than later. That's what these data showed. We have reason to believe that more antibody is better than less. That's also what these data showed. But we don't have any evidence yet for COVID-19 of if you got the antibody, this is how you did, versus if you didn't get the antibody, this is how you did, or the plasma.
There have already been about 70,000 people who've been treated with this serum as part of various studies. How does this authorization from the FDA, you know, change what doctors are doing right now? Do you expect more to go out there and start using this?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. So through expanded access programs, more than 70,000 people have gotten this, more than 10,000 physicians have prescribed it, and more than 2,800 facilities. So you can get it if you wanted to get convalescent plasma. There's a layer of paperwork. It's contacting the investigators. There's a reasonable number of hurdles in order to do so. I think the big concern here is that if it's emergency use authorized, then people could get it much easier. And on the one hand, that's good. But on the other hand, if you can get it, you may be less likely to enroll in the clinical trial that will give us the evidence, the foolproof evidence that we need to demonstrate its pure efficacy and its safety.
Because the science is not totally clear yet, I mean, is there any chance that using plasma is somehow unsafe, that it could hurt people?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. And this preprint actually did not spend a lot of time or energy talking about the side effects, the adverse events of getting convalescent plasma. In general, convalescent plasma is thought to be quite safe. However, you can get transfusion-related reactions. You can get other adverse events. And in the first 20,000 people that were reported in the emergency access program, the expanded access program, I should say, the first 20,000, there were 13 deaths that were thought to be related to the transfusion. Now, that's a very small percentage, just less than 0.1%. But it does speak to the fact that we also need to see the safety data and the adverse event data.
That's Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of infectious disease at Massachusetts General Hospital. Dr. Walensky, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.